Hey everybody, what's going on? Rob Sestradino here, and very excited for the very first time to be able to talk about some Big Brother 19. We are up early, and we have just gotten our hands on the names of the players that are going to be appearing in Big Brother 19. And I've even got somebody here with me this early morning, Alex Kidwell.
Woo!
How are you?
We're back, baby.
We're back!
Oh!
Yes, very exciting to be talking Big Brother here, and I believe, I'm thinking we might have the first podcast in the world about the cast of Big Brother 19.
Friendship,
yes. Okay, that's Big Brother 18. That's Big Brother 18. But I was listening to all the sound clips on the soundboard a minute ago, and I was getting pumped up again, because Big Brother is back, baby!
Yes, yeah, I need some new catchphrases to throw around.
Yes.
I'm ready.
Yes.
My body is ready.
We are ready. And so it's going to be a busy day here on Monday the 19th, because we just got the cast list has been out from embargo. We now know the names of all these players. We're going to be having live interviews happening in just a couple hours with Big Jeff at 11 a.m. Eastern Time, 8 a.m. Pacific. That's going to be coming up. And then just to set everything up, we're going to have a two-night preview of the Big Brother 19 cast coming up live at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific on Monday night and Tuesday night. On tonight, Monday night, it will be myself with Brent and Melissa going through the eight women competing in Big Brother 16. And then tomorrow night, I'll be back with you, Alex, and with Taryn to talk about the eight gentlemen competing in Big Brother 19.
It's finally here. It's really happening.
It's happening. It's real. It's happening.
It's real.
And we got a couple things to talk through in this real quick synopsis of everything that we know right now about Big Brother 19. But first, as they like to say in the Big Brother business, let me just take a moment and thank our sponsor for this podcast, and those are our friends over at Beachbody On Demand. I love Beachbody On Demand. I got on board at the beginning of this year in 2017. I said, I need a New Year's resolution and I want to start exercising again. And I've been able to keep up with it all year long. Thanks to Beachbody, we got them to come on as a sponsor of the podcast after I was doing it for a few weeks. And I've been so happy with it, because for me, I don't have the time to go to the gym. I wanted to do exercise because not everybody's like in the Big Brother house, Alex. It's not like that you just have all this time to work out in the backyard. No, but with Beachbody On Demand, you could be as close to living in the Big Brother house, because, you know, they got nothing else to do this summer except watch Big Brother. And then also, you could be setting up an iPad, you could be watching the live feeds, and you could be doing a workout on Beachbody On Demand. Beachbody On Demand's got a great offer right now. They'll let you try out their service, their streaming service, completely free for 1 month. Just text Rob to the number 303030. I actually heard from a listener that Paulie Calafiore, not even joking, is in one of the Beachbody On Demand videos. I'm not sure which one. They might be sort of, you might have to watch them all to find Paulie Calafiore, and then you can work out with Paulie.
Wow, yeah, I know him and like Sean Fitness. They're pretty tight these
days. Is that what it is?
Yeah.
I know Andrea Belkey is in one of the videos. Vetus is in one of the videos. I do the P90X. That's what I like to do. I've been at this. I did P90 regular. I graduated to P90X. I'm still going. I enjoy it. I'm out there almost every single morning doing the workout. If I can do it, anybody can do it. There's all sorts of different workouts, whatever you're looking for. If you're looking to build, lose weight, dance, yoga, low impact, it's all there. So check it out and get a month for free, Beachbody On Demand. Text the word Rob to 303030. Okay. Let's talk about this new Big Brother cast that we have here, Alex. And 16 players will be entering the Big Brother house on the two-hour premiere coming up on Wednesday the 28th. And then it will be followed up by a one-hour episode the next night. So 3 hours over two nights of Big Brother coming up next week. Do you think that that's going to speak to an eviction on that second night?
I do. I think so. Because, you know, we always know they enter the house. Week one is always really 2 weeks. Like, I believe they're going in the house this Wednesday. And there's going to be plenty of time for them to be in there and get acclimated and get, you know, some tutorial lessons on what you maybe don't want to say on some live feeds from time to time and all that good stuff. So there's going to be time for them to gather the footage they need for these first 3 hours. And it's very possible we could see a Glenn-type situation.
And on Big Brother Canada, they've done a eviction on the second night of the season. I think every single time out, they've done that. So we'll see if ultimately Big Brother US does that and gives us 3 hours of footage in terms of somebody going home that first week. But an all new player cast. And I think that the big takeaway I have looking at this list is that once again, for the 18th year in a row, all the preseason rumors are fake news.
Yeah, how about that? Funny how that works.
All of the confirmed, oh, I have on good authority, all these people are going to be in the house. Mark my words, I got everything right last year. All these people are wrong. They're always wrong. They're never right. Every year, nobody knows. They never get it right.
Yeah, breaking news. The internet has no chill.
Yes, right. Yes. Feel free to unfollow anybody on Twitter that told you a rumor that they don't know anything. They were wrong. They were lying to you. They were making stuff up. Fake news. They are fake. You just feel free. You are fake news.
Yeah. And you might wonder, why would someone do that? And it gains them hundreds of followers in a moment because you buy into it.
Feel free to unfollow. Unfollow away all of the fake news from the last week. But anyway, so 16 new players. And this is interesting because it sort of breaks format with modern day Big Brother, where we have been bringing people back somewhat consistently. The one season where we didn't really do that was Big Brother 16. Now, you and I were talking right before we came on. Big Brother 17, they brought in Jeff and Jackie from The Amazing Race. I don't know if that counts or not. Big Brother 16 was the season where they ended up having all new players. I know that Big Brother 16 in the super fan community, not thought of super highly, but I, from everything I've always heard from CBS, they love Big Brother 16.
Oh, they do. I mean, how many hitmen grilling sequences in Derek's backyard do we need to see before we make peace with this fact?
Yes. So I think that maybe whether it was a dearth of players that you could bring back, maybe with an eye towards Big Brother 20 being a season where you're going to bring a lot of people back, I think they felt like that this was a season where they wanted to go with all new players. And so eight men, eight women going into the house. One of the interesting takeaways I had also with this cast list is that the cast to me skews older, Alex.
Yeah, which is cool. That's something a lot of people have talked about in the past. You know, as someone who's 20 to 23, however good they might end up being a Big Brother, that same person is probably going to be better 5 years later. Like, that's just the nature of life. Life experience matters in a game like this. It's a factor. And when you have just a house full of people who don't really have a lot of it, it definitely changes the game. I'm excited to see a cast where, I mean, for the first time, not even half the cast is under 25. Like, I can't remember the last time I saw that. I mean, you know, in recent seasons, it's been like 80% is 26 or under. There's like one or two outliers. And this is, you know, a very, very steep contrast from that. And yeah, again, you know, not only no returning players, but, you know, some of the stunt casting we've seen in the past, you know, obviously Frankie, you know, Alyssa being Rachel's sister. So like, it's new technically, but you've got this tie to old seasons. You've got the Paulie and the Tiffany. And like, you know, so they've definitely done some of that stuff as well. But yeah, I mean, everyone here, as far as I know, there is no connection to any previous house guest or CBS or any kind of affiliation. So it'd be interesting. I mean, it's exciting to me. I'm almost like I'm getting a little bit like Big Brother 10 vibes, where I'm like, oh, a varied cast, diverse, a wide range of age. Nobody seems to be coming in with like pre-existing anything. Like, I'm excited.
Now, Big Brother 10, of course, was the season that came after the Big Brother 9, Till Death Do You Part, and it was a back-to-basics type reset of a season. We certainly have that in a cast. From what I understand, this is from the official press release. This comes towards the end. It says, details about the house and some of the season's new twists will be announced shortly. Okay, that's a little ominous, though.
Yeah, well, you know, I wasn't so naive as to think we were actually going back to basics here. But, you know, I mean, we've seen in recent years, you know, the Battle of the Block, they really tried to make that happen. You know, same with the Roadkill. You know, they really seem to want a third competition to put on that Sunday show. And I think that's something we should look for. Like, you know, maybe it won't be the Roadkill again. Although, you know, people did say that there was, you know, possibly potential for the Roadkill. And it's hard for me to necessarily argue. It did seem like there was ways that could have played out potentially interestingly, certainly better than the Battle of the Block. But I think that's one we should definitely be looking for, is they're trying to find a way to have a third competition each week. And it seems like they're over the food comps.
And tell me, I could be reading way too much into this, but because of just what it's saying and what it's not saying, that it's not talking about an interactive twist. There's no sort of promotion of a way to get America involved or anything from taking away from OTT. So I feel like that we should say that that is a potential good sign, but it doesn't really mean that much. It's just a little bit of, it's not saying that it is, yeah, but it doesn't mean we should rule it out.
I'd love to start counting my blessings, Rob, but I've been burned in the past.
Okay. Yeah. Let's talk through these 16 names. Again, I just want to sort of like introduce them, give you a log line, and then we'll do a, we'll drill down further when we get into our cast preview. But here are these 16 people. Christmas Abbott, she is a fitness superstar. She is the person, I believe, that has the biggest cachet of personal fame and notoriety going in, that she is an Instagram celebrity in terms of being a fitness model.
Yeah.
Or a fitness person.
Sweet Christmas, as Luke Cage likes to say.
Right. You said that somewhere Corey Brooks is very excited that it's going to be Christmas in July on CBS.
That's right. Unbelievable Harry Potter.
Yes. So Christmas Abbott, also she's followed by Noah Syndergaard on Twitter.
Oh, all right. Matt's connection.
We have Matthew Kleins, a 33-year-old from your neck of the woods, Alex, in Arlington, Virginia.
Yep. Yep. Matt Kleins. How about this?
Yeah.
This is actually someone that I am one degree of separation removed from, in the sense that one of my best friends, who I've tried to convince to apply for Big Brother for years and years, convinced Matt Kleins to apply for Big Brother. So this is very exciting to me. He works for Power Home Remodeling, a company I once worked for. I'm excited to see Matt in the house, man. This is really cool for me. This is unique.
Okay. I'm sure that we will have many anecdotes along the way. if this person that you know won Big Brother, would it kill you?
No.
Or you'd be excited?
No, I'd be super excited. Okay. Yeah, it's going to be hard for me to... I'll try to stay impartial as I like to do, but okay, it's going to be hard for me not to be Team Matt this season.
Okay. Dominique Cooper, she is 30. She is a government engineer. Any takeaway on her?
You know, just in her, you know, just kind of basic, you know, assessment. I think she looks like she's clearly very physically fit, and she likes to work out in her spare time, and she's a government engineer, so she's probably pretty smart as well. Could be a total package. Could be a comp threat.
Okay, Elena Davies, she is a radio personality, a 26-year-old out of Fort Worth.
Yeah, very attractive, and I think it's interesting, though, because I don't necessarily see a lot of vapid players here. Like, there's a lot of good-looking people, but it seems like a lot of them have some degree of their head screwed on right, which is exciting.
Okay, we have Jason Dent. He's 37, turning 38 shortly. He is a rodeo clown. I don't know anything else about him except for rodeo clown. I feel like rodeo clown to me is like the personification of wacky job. Like, if you were gonna, it's like the most on the nose wacky job that you could come up with.
Yeah, and I don't think that's any coincidence then that, you know, I think, well, Stephen Daigle was one too, right? Isn't this our second rodeo clown?
Oh, was
in Big
he really second rodeo clown?
it just makes too much sense, Rob.
All right, so it will be hard to figure out who is the rodeo clown that sucks. Okay. Jessica Graf, she's 26. She's a VIP concierge. What is that, Alex? What is that?
Well, I believe that's what Portia was as well when she joined. I mean, okay, that is a you know, that is a high end cocktail waitress
high-end
that is making
cocktail waitress
bank,
makes bank
at one of these really nice nightclubs that they throw me out of because I don't dress accordingly.
That's why they throw you out?
That and other reasons.
Yeah. Okay. We have Cameron Hurd, And he is a microbiologist that he is our resident. Would you say, I don't want to use the super fan label, but he seems like he is in the Ian Steve Moses lineage.
Yeah. What gave it away? Was it the grasses?
Yeah.
His token grasses. Yeah. No, yeah. Will this be the season that everyone's like, all right, enough is enough. Glasses is gone week one. If so, poor kid. If not, you know, like super fans before him, he should hang for a while.
We'll see. We have Mark Jansen. He's 25, a personal trainer from Grand Island, New York. I had no idea where Grand Island, New York was.
Really?
I looked at, what, do you?
No, but oh. You're a New Yorker.
Yeah, but it's an island that is in upstate New York up by Niagara Falls. So,
didn't even know there were upstate islands.
Yeah, neither did I. I was like, what island is that? And so, yeah, there's it's on one of the Great Lakes. Yeah. So there you go.
Yeah, he's ripped. He looks he's a big boy. He's probably going to be the guy this season that everyone's like, oh, he's going to win all the competitions. He'll win none of the competitions and they'll backdoor him for it anyway.
Okay, Megan Louder, she is a dog walker. From Cathedral City, California. Had to look up where that was also. That's sort of like inland and down south.
Okay. So like around Temecula?
Temecula-esque.
All right. Jillian's got a new confirmed.
Again, probably I'm really showing my lack of California geography here. She seems interesting.
Yeah. I think, you know, obviously on the surface, dog walker, not necessarily the most exciting profession, but she's a fan. She seems like she might be pretty cerebral when it comes to this thing here, but so do a lot of these people.
Yeah. Do you think that there are a lot of fans?
I would like to think so. You know, I mean, we don't have much to go on. We're going to learn more later today when Big Jeff comes on and really like sits down and talks to these people. It's going to be hard to fake it at that point. If you, you know, once we actually hear them start talking about the game and their plans for it. But based on what I'm seeing so far, just kind of initial assessments, it seems like a lot of these people, if they were recruited, they actually watched the tapes in Sequester, which is more than I can say for a lot of people. So good on them.
Okay. Josh Martinez is 23 from Miami, Florida. He is in hair care sales, but he wants to be a villain.
Yeah, I do wonder if he's going to bring any shirts that aren't Hawaiian.
Like, yes.
That could be interesting. That could be a fun theme to follow. Although, Justin had a lot of Hawaiian shirts too, though, right?
Yes.
As I recall.
Okay.
Very flair for, you know, good, loud, colorful attire, which is just, you know, it fits perfectly in that house.
All right. We have my brother Cody Nixon.
Yeah.
No, he's somebody's brother. He's 32. He's a construction sales rep from Plano, Texas.
Yeah. So he sells construction and Matt does, you know, selling siding and windows and roofing and stuff. So could see the formation of the Construction Sales Alliance.
Construction Sales Alliance.
Yeah.
This is like a moving company type thing.
Yeah, I suppose.
Okay. We have Alex Au. She is an eco-friendly marketing rep. Is that an eco-friendly comma marketing rep? What is eco-friendly marketing?
Ow. Yeah, I have no idea. yeah. I really don't know what that means. Maybe it's just like she's a marketing rep and she's conscious about the work she does. So she stuck that on the front. Or maybe she actually works for some company that is, you know, very environmentally conscious.
Right.
Who can say?
Is eco-friendly marketing rep, is that just a nice way of saying that like she does a newsletter?
Or right. She like she's one of those people that's just like, you know, throwing paint on people or like save the koalas, jerk, you know?
She works for PETA?
Could be.
Maybe. Okay.
It's vague for a reason.
All right. We have Jillian Parker. She's 24. She's a timeshare sales rep.
Yeah, from Celebration, Florida.
Yes.
The House of Mouse.
The House of Mouse.
Yeah, she's right from Disney, hometown of Disneyland there.
Okay. Timeshare sales rep. I feel like there's a lot of that in reality TV.
Yeah, I think so. Well, it's a good career that lends itself to you being able to disappear for 100 days and people not being too worried about it.
Let's mention Kevin Schluber. He's 55, turning 56 this summer if he's still in the house on August 7th. He's a stay-at-home dad from Boston, Mass. This is the guy I can't wait to see with Big Jeff. Again, we just have photos and bios right now. I can't wait to see this guy. What is it about him that made Robin Cass say, say yes. Yes, 55-year-old man, you are going into that. So she saw something in Glenn. She saw that 50 was going to be the new 40. And she said, you, sir, you belong in the Big Brother house. What is it about Kevin Schluber that he belongs in this house with all these 20-year-olds and 30-year-olds?
That Kevin Schluber.
That Kevin Schluber.
He's going to play like a slithering snake.
That slithering stay-at-home dad. He's staying at home while I'm out there making all this money. Yes. What is it about him?
That's great. Well, he's arranged a solid gig for himself in life, it would seem. So, I don't know. I mean, maybe it's just a very interesting, very captivating person. And, you know, who knows? It doesn't seem like he seems like he might be one of the least strategic members of this field, but maybe it's deceptive.
No, most strategic.
He could be Jack Owensing me right now.
He's coming in. I don't want to do a whole preview right now, but this guy, he's coming in. I promise you that there's no 55-year-old guy that's coming in like, I'm just going to lay back. He is coming in guns blazing. He's got a plan. The first night, he's going, okay, it's us. He's running the Glenn Garcia playbook. All right, trust me.
For his sake, I hope there's no coconuts. Easy.
Yeah. Okay. Good. That wasn't where I thought you were going with that. Okay. Ramsey Soto is 21-year-old. He is a cosplay artist from Grand Rapids, Michigan.
Yeah. Yeah. Ramsey's. Great name.
Yes. Is it Ramsey or Ramses?
It says it's pronounced Ramses.
I didn't want to do a whole Dimitri and Dimitris again. Do we know who he cosplays as?
I have no idea. It sounds like he's going to be very upfront about his career, and that, you know, that'll be interesting to see how people respond. People didn't seem to respond well when Peter Brown's like, I'm a YouTuber. They're like, that's not a job, you know? So it'll be interesting to see if people take umbrage with the idea of a cosplay artist, but I'm excited to see Ramses.
Cosplay artist, does he put people in costumes or he wears costumes?
Yeah, I think it would say like cosplay designer, right? So I think he's...
Is he coming in a costume?
For his sake, I hope he's not leaving in a costume. That's the curse you really want to avoid in Big Brother.
All right. One other person, Raven Walton. She's 23. She is a dance teacher from Devall's Bluff, Arkansas.
Yeah, that's so Raven.
Yes. Okay. That's good. We'll do a lot of that this season. There's Raven Walton. So 16 players coming into the Big Brother house. It feels like a lot of time between now and when the start of the season happens.
Yeah, I know. This is going to be a lot of... the rumors of who's on the season end and the rumors of like, I heard something's already happened in the house may well begin because, like I said, I think they enter the house on Wednesday. They always have a solid week of footage before that 2-hour premiere, give them a lot of stuff to pull for that episode. And so, there's going to be, that's the nature of the beast. We don't, unlike OTT, where we got to see everyone enter the house on feeds, feeds do come up after that next Wednesday episode. And we're going to be doing a little bit of catch up to find out like what alliances have formed, if any, where people are in terms of strategic and social positioning and stuff like that.
Right. So. And I'm glad you mentioned the feeds. Of course, they will come on probably traditionally after the Thursday night episode. Ah. That's going to be the 29th. But if you want to check out the interviews that are going to be with Big Jeff later on this morning or anything else that's going on, of course, you can see all of the back catalog of Big Brother, Survivor, anything CBS. When you get the CBS All Access, go to robisthewebsite.com/live feeds to sign up through our site. Of course, it does help support Rob as a podcast. When you do that, robhasawebsite.com/live feeds or click on the banner in the sidebar of robhasawebsite.com. So just a quick little whet your appetite here today. Just the first chance that we had to talk about these 16 new players. I will then be back with Brent and Melissa on Monday night at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific, and we'll get into the 8 female house guests competing in the season. Plus, we're going to have a lot more. I'm sure the LFC will get together for a draft at some point in the next 9 days.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that should happen. We should get on that. That should definitely be
coming. Are you guys going to actually beat Taryn this time?
I'd like to say yes, but I've been humbled too many times to be that confident.
And also, in addition to all of the episode recaps, I will be on Wednesdays, Thursdays, and Sundays after the episode. We're also working on weekday overnight recaps as well with the LFC. So make sure you don't miss anything coming up on the podcast. robhasawebsite.com/iTunes for all things Rob Has a Podcast. And then for all things Big Brother, you can also subscribe either to our Rehap Ups feed or our Big Brother podcast feed on iTunes. So, Alex, anything else?
No, I'm excited, Rob. You know, there was a lot of talks, way too much talk in the last month or so. And now we finally got some names to talk about. And I'm pleasantly surprised, I gotta say. I'm usually pretty critical. I'm a jaded individual when it comes to this stuff. But,
You're pumped up.
I'm optimistic.
This is your Christmas today.
Yeah, yeah. My Christmas Abbott, for sure.
Yes, your Christmas Abbott. There you go. All right, everybody. Thanks for checking out this little samplers, Whitman sampler of what's going on with Big Brother 19. And then join us on Monday night when we preview the 8 women competing on Big Brother 19 on Rob is a Podcast. Rob is a website.com/iTunes. Take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.